Final score from Hanterfield House, Georgia Southern falls to Arkansas State 76-65. We can now confirm that Georgia Southern will enter the tournament as the number 5 seed. They will take on the winner of the 8-9 matchup Monday night, 7 p.m. tip inside Hanterfield House. We'll be live with the countdown to tip off at 6:30. Head coach Mark Byington joins us for some comments at the end of the regular season. That was a wild last 4 or 5 minutes and a pretty up and down second half. What did you see on that last play that got Christian Willis those 2 free throws?
Well, you know, it was unfortunate. Crawley tried to make a play, and it was right in front of us. I don't think there was a whole lot of contact there. Games go down to that. And, you know, it's one of the things in basketball. It's a little things here or there, and it was a tough play. And, you know, our guys are hurting in the locker room right now. And I'm hurting, they're hurting. You know, we put a lot in this. You know, thousands and thousands of hours, and then to get to the game like this, you know, we got 6 guys. We got 6 guys to play. Simeon Carter goes out. David Vitti's hurt. All right, we started down 2 or 3 scholarship guys already, and those guys who stayed in there and they played really hard. And so I was proud of their effort. They competed. Elijah McCadden made 2 big free throws, but everybody's hurting right now because we put a tremendous amount of work into this, and for it to end like that is tough.
I want to go back to those 2 McCadden free throws with 1.9 seconds left. He's been up and down this year with the free throws, but I know how hard you guys have worked, especially at the line. It's been make 100 every day before you leave. So for him to go to the line and sink those with that kind of confidence, what did that show you?
Yeah, it was great toughness and courage. And actually, I looked in his eyes, and I had total faith that he was going to make it. And I stepped up there and made it and put ourselves in a position up 1. And then they have a guy who's a 59% free throw shooter go up there and make both of them. So give that kid credit who went up there and made both of them on another end, too.
I'll get to your thoughts on the entire senior class. I know we still have some games left, but Isaiah Crawley has played his heart out the last really 3 weeks. 20 points, 12 rebounds tonight, 6 of them on the offensive. And, look, I know what happened at the end of the game. You can talk about it whichever way you want to, but just the amount of effort and energy that he's brought these last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, first thing before I talk about Crawley, in a 1-possession game, you know, I think the easy thing to do is just to look at the last possession. And that's not an accurate portrayal because, you know, we didn't get stops there towards the end of the game. And we had some long rebounds. We had some defensive miscues there in the second half. And our defense wasn't the same level it was. So with the rebounds and our defensive effort, we actually were fine on offense. There's a possession where Quan, I think, did a good job on offense, and his arm got ripped off, and they said the ball was already out of his hands before they fouled him, was the interpretation I got. It doesn't come down to 1 possession. And, there's a lot of things we could do before that. But, Crawley's our heart and soul. he's a guy who fights, competes, and, just makes so many plays out there, and if I could have a whole team of Isaiah Crawleys, I'd take him. He does everything right. Good student, takes care of business. He's going to make a good professional basketball player, and so he's been ideal here. Guys like that, you wish you could have him for 4 years rather than just 2.
5 other seniors. You've had Ike Smith for 5 years. Couple of other transfers, a walk-on in Jordan Walker. And, yeah, there's still another game left, but how much of – your thinking process right now is reflecting on what those guys have meant to this program?
Well, it's hard right now because, honestly, my mind's just on the next game. And, we can talk about those guys when it's over, but it's not over. And so it's not a reflecting stage right now. We're not at that point. We've got to figure out who's healthy, who can play, how many bodies we're going to have. The trainer's going to have to do a tremendous job to see if we can get, 6 or 7 guys that can dress out for the game. And, like you said, it's a Monday game, and we're going to play a team that just won a game, so it's going to be a challenge. We talked about this a lot of times this year. It's the one thing these guys do is they respond. It's kind of this, who they are. So as bad as we feel, and I can tell you guys I feel as bad as anybody. As bad as we feel, we'll wake up tomorrow, we'll get back to work, and then these guys will respond, and so will I.
if there is something positive you can take out of this, you do get some time to recuperate. You don't play for 6 days. I know you don't know who you're going to play, either the 8 or the 9 seed, but when the bracket comes out later on tonight, we'll be able to figure out who that matchup is against. But knowing that you've got 6 days, how do you put things together?
Well, I don't know who's available, and that's what we're just talking about. Like, I don't know, you know, there's so many guys hurt. You know, we finished the game with 6 scholarship players, and, you know, guys are you know, you look at our bench and, you know, half our team's dressed in street clothes. And we might have to get the walk-ons ready. And a couple of the walk-ons might have to be, you know, step up in the biggest moment because we just don't have enough scholarship players. And I can tell you the guys that will play, you know, Crawley and Ike and Quan and those guys, you know, they're going to play hard. And if they got to play 40 minutes, and most of them are pretty close to playing 40 minutes tonight, they will, and they'll give it all they got.
Mark, thanks a lot. We'll see you Monday.
All right, thank you.